I didn't know what I'd done to myself. I was dizzy. I couldn't do a whole lot of anything. Maybe I'd really hurt myself.
I caught up with Robin O'Brien, now in the spring of 2014, to get an update on our post-surgical journey.
I'll be real honest. At the end of the first week, I thought I was going to starve to death.
Clearly, that didn't happen. But the commitment Robin made was one she has thought twice about.
Yeah, once I committed to it completely, which wasn't until about a week or two emotionally before the surgery, I was good with it, but on week four, yeah, couldn't do a whole lot of anything without having to sit down and put my head between my legs, and I thought maybe I'd really hurt myself.
But Robin stuck to the game plan, gotten the support from her husband and family, including her sister, whom she thought of a lot.
And maybe her having that experience is as bad as it was for her, and I feel bad for her. Maybe it's a good thing for me. I saw how easily it is to put it back on. You know, it didn't take that much. You can mess this up.
Robin has lost a lot of weight.
My target weight is 150, and I've lost about 92 pounds.
In life, you tend to remember the big numbers, and Robin is no exception.
When I got below 200, I cried. I mean, I literally sat down and cried. It was really amazing. It had been a lot of years since I've been below 200.
Robin is living through experiences that you may only see on TV, but this is her new reality, like going clothes shopping.
I don't think we have anything in here to fit you, honey. I think you're in the wrong store. It was a large size store, and there was another store of the same name in the mall. And she says, I think you're trying to find the other one. And I almost kissed her.
As well as going on vacation.
I can't tell you how pleasant it was to sit in an airline seat and have someone come along and find their seat and see that it's next to you and not have their face fall.
Robin admits she's not perfect.
I get days where I'm not good and I misbehave and I eat things I shouldn't. But I also watch the scale very carefully. I watch the scale. I go on the scale at least twice a week and make sure that I'm not getting way off track.
And if she doesn't reach her goal weight,
as long as I stayed here, I would be okay with that. I feel good. I feel like I look good. I'm not 23 anymore, but hey, I think I look darn good.
Robin O'Brien says if she had to choose, with the mental and physical struggles, the preparation, exercise, and much smaller food portions, she would do it all over again because of how she feels and the experiences she gets to enjoy. Not only the big stuff, but the little things. Because sometimes that's what life is all about.
I would. I think it was the best thing I ever did for myself. I would do it again in a minute.
Her advice to others considering a commitment to undergoing bariatric surgery? Go for it. But beware.
If you fail at this, it's on you. They give you all the tools you can possibly need to succeed.
In Appleton, Jeff Flint, WTAQ News.